Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future. And now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
High noon. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's not a sad day or a bad day, I don't think. Not for me.
I think
a lot of people are upset. People are steaming.
I wanted more of a return.
Yeah, I wanted more of a return.
I'm happy he's gone, though.
The timing is wild. You just swept the Yankees. You're above 500. Devers even homers in the game. And I'm no Devers fan or defender or anything like that, but I was blindsided when they traded him yesterday. And yeah, overall, and for the rest of the season, I think they're going to be okay. And for the future, I'm fine with it. I want to make sure they still spend money. I'm not like, oh, wow, they saved money. That's actually a negative when, you know, knowing this ownership group over the last several years. They were sort of bullied into spending money on Devers, and then one of the first chances they had to get out of it, they did.
So, yeah, I don't think they really ever wanted to do that deal in the first place. I think some of the reporting from Julian McWilliams makes that clear. I like how you started the show, Keefe.
Thank you.
And I think you're right. The Red Sox can trade Rafi Devers, and you can also complain that the return wasn't enough. You can trade Devers and be happy with complain that the return wasn't enough. And one of the problems is they clearly didn't like canvas baseball, turning over every rock and stone for the best possible return. And you mentioned the timing as it relates to how hot the team has been. They should have traded him in spring training. I mean, they should have traded him way back when, and I don't really get what the wait was for. Maybe they were holding out to get a player like Kyle Harrison or something like that. I have no idea,
but they
probably should have just gotten rid of this guy way back when.
But it seemed like they were able to at least survive that little hiccup when he didn't want to be a DH. He legit said, no, I won't DH.
And left.
But then opening day is the DH.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the DH. But then, fast forward a little bit, both Tristan Casas and Alex Bregman get hurt, which the Red Sox didn't bank on and they were praying wouldn't happen. But if those guys are still healthy, I think Devers is still on the team and he's still the DH. And maybe in the back of their mind, they're like, we don't like how he handled that. And we'll see what happens next. But you don't have the owner of the team flying to Kansas City to be like, hey, can you pick up a glove? And him saying, F you.
And in fairness, you were with Devers not wanting to move off a DH until guys started getting hurt.
Yeah, well, it was both. Like, when both got hurt, you're like, all right, maybe now you need to get out there.
Right? We were already talking about it before. Just with Casas struggling, we were talking about the idea of him taking grounders, which
I said no. We're
against.
Well, no, because I still maintain he's a terrible defensive third baseman. I don't think he's going to somehow be a good defensive first baseman. So I was of the mindset, like, just let the guy DH. But then the team was asking him to do it, and the team wanted to open up some flexibility, and they have all these different guys playing out of position as it is. And I don't think it was going to be one of those things either where it was like, hey, pick up a first baseman glove, and that's your job every day for the rest of the season and your career. It's like desperate times call for desperate measures. They need you for a few games, maybe a week, to play first. And he wouldn't do it. He squashed it. Wouldn't even go to third. The way the whole thing played out was pretty embarrassing for everybody involved, including Alex Cora, who wouldn't even talk to him. So then I think that just sort of was a breaking point. And once he said no to John Henry, John Henry's like, all right, we're going to trade him, which that I kind of respect.
Mm.
But then it's like, trade him to the first team that calls and trade him for nothing. I'm like, wait a minute. What?
So,
and bring back no money. So now you're just saving a ton of money. And it's like, no, this I don't like.
I disagree with the Twitch chat. It says you can't complain about the return and in the same breath say how bad of a player Devers is. I don't think we said he's bad. I have called him overrated.
Oh, no. I think people around here do kind of overrate him a little bit.
Me too. You point this out all the time. He's never been a top 10 MVP candidate. He's
That's
never gotten top 10 MVP votes.
My favorite stat. So when people are like, he's like a top best player, I'm like, well, he never has been. And I don't think he will. Do you think he's getting better, or is he maybe have a couple more seasons like this, and then he's probably going to dip down a little bit? So, no, I think you could have gotten more in return, and I'm not saying you get back several All-Stars, but they got a scrub who may or may not be a starter, a potential like former prospect, and then like two young minor leaguers. That's not a good return. Even if he's as bad as we think he is, or as good as people say that he is.
And I'm more open to Harrison clicking as a top end of the rotation guy than you are, but I acknowledge that's a huge question mark. And at the big league level, he's pitched in parts of three seasons. He's had a mid-fours ERA every year. Now, he's 23. He punches out a guy in inning. He was a highly thought-of prospect on his way up to the majors. Andrew Bailey worked with him when he was with the Giants. So Bailey may even have a connection here with him and, to a lesser degree, Hicks. I'm not sure they actually overlapped during their time with San Fran. But I'm more open to that. But I agree. I don't like the return. I like that he's off the team, and I don't think the season is over, and I think he can continue winning, and I think getting the problem out of the room, and I think Devers was a problem, I think can allow this team to finally reach its potential, because they've been underachieving all year long, really until the last week.
It's funny, because I asked you what you thought or how you thought Alex Cora feels about this. And I know he had his post about it and whatever, and it's like him and Devers. And so you and I both at first were like, yeah, he's probably overall upset because you're taking away a talented guy. A guy who he was hitting second in the order, a guy that even won a World Series with all those years back. In fact, the last guy that was on that 2018 team is now gone. But we had a couple of texters point out, like, this guy has been a giant headache for him. So it might be kind of shocking to Corey. He's like, man, I wish this could have gone somewhere else. But his job did get easier.
Yeah, look, they might be right. My guess is Cora doesn't like this. Because, you know, Cora has been pro-Devers to the point where he wouldn't even ask him. He made Breslow go ask to switch positions. He made John Henry get on a flight to Kansas City to go meet with him. So that's my read on it, but you're right. I mean, his job got in some ways easier. I mean, it's pretty easy to pencil Devers as your DH, second spot in the order, piling up a bunch of RBIs. Like, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But in terms of all the distraction and the questions and all that, I mean, his job is easier. Real quick, I want to read from Julian McWilliams. I think has the best reporting on this. Because all of it, to me, makes sense. I kind of felt this stuff all along. Like, I thought their plan was for him to take grounders at third and first and be flexible, even if they were going to have him DH. I didn't believe they were just like, no, lose your glove. I never believed that. And I also believed he probably requested a trade at some point in time and wanted out. When this trade went down,
I'm like,
I believe he's the one who wanted out. And I think Henry, when he met with him in Kansas City, that was probably the final straw. So here's Julian McWilliams, CBS Sports, formerly of the Globe. He says, what's the Red Sox side of this, and how did it go sideways? So he makes it clear he's talking to probably front office, maybe even ownership level people with the Red Sox. When you work at the Globe, you have direct lines to John Henry. So maybe it goes that high for all I know. But here's the Red Sox side of it, according to McWilliams. For starters, the Red Sox did not do right by Devers by failing to communicate they were targeting Alex Bregman to play the position he'd patrolled, albeit underwhelmingly on defense throughout his Red Sox tenure.
Mm-hmm.
As the team's highest paid player, he was at least owed that conversation. So McWilliams does acknowledge the Red Sox made a mistake with their poor communication in their pursuit of Alex Bregman. They didn't really keep Devers in the loop on that.
So do you think if they told...
I'm okay with Devers being upset about it. I think he never got over it, which is weird, but the initial anger about that, being blindsided by the Bregman signing, they should have communicated better. I agree with that.
And I guess we won't know the answer to this, but if back in early March, like late February, they said, hey, we are going full go at Alex Bregman, and then they get him, you think Devers is like, oh, that's fine? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I just feel like he really wanted to play third base. He felt like that was a big demotion and a slap in his face. So he was going to go kicking and screaming whether they told him or not.
I think that's probably true. I think they knew he was going to kick and scream, which is why they probably kept him in the dark on Bregman.
Oh, maybe.
They
right, because sure, then if you don't get him, it's
they
like,
weren't
why
sure
we
they were
going
to get him. Right. I mean, it came down to a couple offers from the Tigers and the Red Sox, and Bregman chose, but I don't think they had a great read landing Bregman. So they probably kept him in the dark because they knew he'd be a giant baby about it.
The people that are Again, most of our callers actually have been pretty much like, see you later, Devers.
Yeah, they've mostly been on our side. But that's very different than Greg's show because they were all.
Greg's show's different.
They were all very adamantly anti.
Text line,
organization.
Twitter.
Yeah.
A little bit more pro Devers. I guess I would ask if it's simply, would you rather have Devers or Bregman? For the people that are really pissed that Devers is gone, like, which guy would you rather have? Because if they never signed Bregman, I bet Devers is still here, butchering the ball at third base. But probably, still hitting the same way that he is. And he's on the team, but you don't have Bregman. And if that's what you prefer, then maybe you get to look back at Alex Cora and be like, was it really worth kind of upsetting the roster to bring in Bregman? Me personally,
how many years of Bregman?
I don't know.
Good question. Maybe one, maybe two more.
I don't know.
I'd rather have Bregman. Bregman's a better player. I'd rather have Bregman.
How many good years of Devers are left? What do you think?
I don't know. He's only
28.
Yeah, but he's like an old 28.
Correct. Like, I don't think he's going to age well.
Right.
You have to when you're DH.
Well, but you need to be in some kind of shape. Like, I mean, people said that about Sandoval. They're like, oh, he's out of shape, but look at his production. Like, at some level, that goes off a cliff.
Yeah.
And he's a better player than Pablo, but still, I mean, that kind of logic.
Miguel Cabrera made an all-star team at 33. And then played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more years where he sucked.
He never made an all-star team after 33?
He made like one as like a, hey, you're an old guy. Remember in 2022? Yeah. I think he and Pujols maybe made one, but like he wasn't really an all-star. But yeah, he made an all-star team in 2016, and then he played through 2023 and was not good anymore.
Closing the loop here on the McWilliams report. He says, according to a source familiar with the situation, Devers was asked to take grounders at third and first in spring training.
Yeah.
He declined and instead asked for a trade. Now, Cotillo is reporting he never requested a trade. Sean McAdams said weeks ago, maybe months ago, that he was so mad about them asking to move that he considered asking for a trade but never did.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some semantics at play. Did Devers demand a trade right to John Henry's face in Kansas City or to Breslow's face in spring training? Maybe, maybe not. But here's what I bet happened. I bet Devers told his agent he wants out and his agent told the Red Sox. I bet that. He said the request set the wheels in motion for what became a growing divide between the Red Sox best player and the front office, led by Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. When Tristan Casas went down in May with a ruptured left patellar tendon, Breslow approached Devers again, this time leaving Alex Cora out of it so he could play quote-unquote good cop in case Devers blew up.
He prefers that role.
Breslow asked if he'd consider playing first, and again, Devers declined, blah, blah, blah. But right down to requesting a trade, which makes sense. I'm sure this all went down in Kansas City. Henry went to see him, and again, whether he requested it directly or indirectly through his agent, I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
But he declined to John Henry in person to play the field, the guy paying him $300 million. And I bet Henry was done with him then, and I bet he was done with them even before that.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like that was what was going to happen, because that trip to Kansas City was a while ago, and every once in a while when they would get asked about it, whether it was Cora or Breslow or Kennedy in like their few media appearances, it would be like, well, we're having like ongoing conversations. It's like, yeah, with other teams to trade him.
Right.
You're not like, what more can you say? Like, he's not like, he was clearly adamant that he wasn't going to pick up a glove. And then you think one day when you ask him, like, pretty please with sugar on top,
he's
like
the 10th
time, he's like, yeah, guys, I will get out there.
I thought he would. I kind of even fell for the Kennedy stuff last week. And Kennedy's like, nah, he's going to do it.
No,
I'm like,
chance.
Oh, okay. I kind of fell for it.
No chance.
I mean, I absolutely fell for it. I thought he would.
Yep.
Most guys do. I thought this guy eventually would.
Every guy on the team has.
Legacy Killer in the Twitch chat says, here we go again. Hit piece after the trade.
Dude, it was all season. We've been doing this all season. We had a plan like a month ago. I was like, trade him.
We've been talking about it since spring training. It's not a hit piece after the fact. And by the way, I hope there's a hit piece where we find out really how bad it was behind the scenes.
True.
I hope we get one.
Yeah, this was the most public.
This is not that, but this guy deserves one of these. He deserves a hit piece.
That's another one where you look at all these trades, and people brought him up, and I get why. They're all a little bit different, whether you want to talk about surprising trades or bad return trades, whether it's like Luka, Nomar, Mookie, Joe Thornton, for God's sakes, like all those ones that like caught people off guard. I don't know. They're all a little bit different. Those four, I feel like there wasn't as much public criticism of the player for months prior to it happening.
Well, that's why I think Nomar is a good comp, because Nomar was in 04 with his stupid red line, and he was done with Boston.
Okay, all right.
He was done with the media anyway in Boston. So I think Nomar is a more fair comp for Devers, because he was like a hot button topic.
Luka was one that was just like, oh, this is the face of the franchise, greatest player ever. We love him. Gone.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
No, that was out of left field.
And even like
sure.
Joe Thornton, I don't think there was much of a, I'm trying to remember back to that time.
That one I don't
Well, the team was struggling, but then it was like, it was shocking. It was shocking that it happened. And obviously the return there was abysmal.
617-779-7937. So I wanted to read there from Julian McWilliams, reset some of our thoughts. Let's get to you guys on the phones. A lot of you waiting patiently, as you have been all day long. How about our buddy Justin in Washington, D.C.? What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I think this is a massive blunder that kicks off a rebuild similar to the Bruins and Joe Thornton. I don't need to get into this year. They're going to finish 10 games under 500, last in the AL East, minor league lineup like the last caller projected. I want to focus on two things. Number one, the rookies. They now need all three of these rookies to hit to be a good team moving forward because they lost their one elite hitter. And in baseball, if one of these three prospects hits, you're beating the odds. And that prospect that hits, hypothetically, is probably not going to be as good as Devers. And then the
Justin, what did you think? If Devers was on the team the rest of the year, what do you think their record would have been? Or like whatever, over or under 500?
You said 10 games under without him. So, yeah, what would it be with him?
Yeah, I think they'd probably be, assuming they added a three starting pitcher or bullpen arm, probably like 7 to 8 over and contend for that last wild card.
So he's a 20-game difference? I disagree with you on that.
Well, not by war, because you know that.
No, I'm not even talking about that. But like with him, you're 20 games better than without him. I think, I don't know if there's any player in baseball like that.
Yeah,
I mean, they've sucked for 3 straight years with him. Three and a half.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're going to be 10 under without him. But anyways, we digress. We can disagree on that. Mm-hmm. The real issue is these three prospects aren't going to hit, but this is a financial dump because they were not going to be able to get under the CBT, and they do not believe in this team because their contracts to trade are Buehler, Giolito, and Chapman, and Chapman's not nearly enough to get under the dump. The second point is...
Okay, well, let's stick with that for a minute. I do think this was a cash dump, which I don't like about
that
the trade.
Sucks.
Like saving John Henry money, I don't care about. So they should have, and you said this earlier, they should have eaten some of the salary to get a better return.
Yes.
And part of the reason they didn't get a good return is because I think Devers has a bad contract. And he's now a DH only. He's out of shape. And so, look, they should have canvassed the league and called up more teams than just the Giants. Other teams inquired with them, but it didn't sound like, according to Olney, they shopped him around. So they absolutely should have done that. I don't think they were getting a big return for him unless they ate some of the contract, and that does bother me. It's part of the reason I have an issue with the return.
He has 8 years left on his deal. Like that's
so he'll be 36 at the end of the deal?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, so it's not like you're paying the guy into his 40s like we've seen some of these other bad contracts with, but yeah, I don't know how that's going to be. Yeah, them saving money is certainly there's no defending that. And that's why I want to know, like, what's next year going to look like? Are you going to be able to get Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso and go from there? Because the caller said it's like a long rebuild. Is it? Like, is it a long rebuild?
I don't think so.
I actually look at these guys, and I know they're not, like, hitting the cover off it right now, but doesn't just having, like, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell playing, it feels like that is going to be a group that, maybe next year or the year after that is going to be like competing and contending for like World Series. Like you get like a good feeling about those guys.
Yeah, you hope
can't
this
wait for
is
them to trade them all.
Well, I mean,
they're not going to re-sign here. Yeah, but like they better get going.
Even if they do sign here, they could trade them, which they just proved with Rafael Devers. Yeah. So that's a fair point. But no, I don't think it's a long. I think they're going to continue on their upswing without Devers. That's what I think. I don't think they're going to be 10 games under 500. If they do, they've failed, and I don't think they're going to do that. But we'll find out. Ben's in Boston. Hello, Ben.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call today. Yep. Just a few quick real points. It's very interesting you talk about the salary dump because I forget what it was, that $150 million thing with Liverpool. You know, Henry being done with Devers dumps him off. I think that's a huge part of it. Myself, I remember also just seeing if it's true or not, him saying a quote for the Giants saying, hey, I'll play first for you guys. And I think that is a slap in the face to Red Sox
so
fans.
Is that a real quote or is that like some AI quote? I haven't seen that either. So let's be careful to do that. But I wouldn't rule out that he'll play the field for the Giants. I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Oh, definitely not.
And it would be a slap in the face. But let's put that to the side. I forget if it was Billy or Nick before the show. One of them was bringing this up. the Liverpool purchase, meaning a player contract that they purchased.
They're like a big-time player.
They're also...
from the Bundesliga.
Looking to sell off either pieces or the whole thing with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, I don't know. With FSG, you can never rule out it's all part of a bigger plan moving off of Rafael Devers. I do think this one's a little more personal than some of the other times I've criticized, like the portfolio, because Henry made it personal by going to Kansas City, and then Devers made it personal by refusing to play the field to the owner's face. And so maybe I'm giving him too much of an out, and I shouldn't, trust the Fenway Sports Group, and I guess I know that as I'm saying it. I don't think this was rolled up into some bigger move personally. I think Henry went to go meet with him. He said no, and Henry's like, well, what am I paying you for? Get him out of here.
No, but it is one where people argue back and forth on whether or not like all of John Henry's things that he owns are like in one basket, or are they truly individual?
But I believe that. I believe they're all in one big basket.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
But you think this is more of a coincidence, the timing of it?
I don't apply it to the...
like they literally just got a guy for like $150 million and they just dumped a guy that's like $250.
And they've been trying to shed salary all year. They tried to move Yoshida in every Costas deal to the Mariners to and get rid of that
salary.
He's not even playing, though.
But they may have wanted to shed salary. But trading Devers specifically to me, like, that's a lot of salary to lop off, but I don't think they'd trade him if Devers said, yeah, I'll play third base when Henry met with him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was it Greg's show that
so
was...
no matter who they signed with Liverpool or whatever selling off with Pittsburgh and trying to... if Devers said he'd play the field when Henry met with him, I think Devers would still be here.
Yeah, and I think it was what the exact poll question was.
Oh, was it about his attitude or money, basically, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like right now when you don't take back any money, it feels like a salary dump, but I don't think they would have traded him if he was just like, sure, I'll be the DH, or like if Casas never got hurt and they never even asked him to play first. You never even have that debate.
I agree.
You didn't even have that argument. I think he's still on the team.
Same. I don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think he's getting dealt in that scenario.
No.
So I don't think
money.
I think the trade wound up being a cash dump for sure. Absolutely what it is. But I don't think that was the motivation in trading Devers. I think him being an a-hole was the motivation in trading him.
Correct.
617-779-7937. Is this worse than the Mookie Betts trade? Some other trades we've discussed, we can get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.